Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joining us on the line, Rick Klein, ABC News political director, as we get ready for the first presidential debates. A little bit different this time around, but it happens in less than a week. All right, Rick, we were just listening to a report on this, and it said that, you know, there was a coin toss, and the president won the coin toss and decided to be on the right side of the stage instead of giving a closing statement. And we were all kind of sitting here wondering, well, wouldn't you rather be the last one to talk instead of, who cares what side of the stage you're on? What's going on here?
This is like when you choose to receive instead of kick, or maybe what end zone you're defending, but maybe in a dome stadium where it doesn't matter. I was blown away by this one too. It didn't make any sense. All I can think is, and I've talked to people about this, that closing statements tend to be almost ignored. A lot of viewers shift away. I'll tell you, a lot of journalists have already written their stories and start to press send before that even begins. So maybe it doesn't matter. But yeah, this is a strange one. Maybe he has a better side. Maybe he has a preferred side. I've never heard of this as being a thing of preferring a certain side of the stage.
And then the debate prep seems like they're taking two different approaches to this.
Yeah, I mean, at least they're saying they are. And, you know, I think taking all of it with a grain of salt, because so much of it is spin. We've heard a lot about how Biden is holding up at Camp David for the better part of a week and doing these prep sessions and working through lines and going through it very methodically. Trump's winging it. The truth's probably somewhere in between for Bull. You know, Trump is preparing. He's doing it in a more informal way, but that's kind of what he does for everything. It's where he pounces ideas off of people and rehearses lines. He doesn't have, we're told, you know, fake podium set up and someone playing the part of Joe Biden, which is, you know, a little unusual. He did a lot more preparation by all accounts for the 2016 debate than the 2020 debates. We know how they both turned out for him. But both men are going to be prepared, as prepared as they can be. There's no question about that. They recognize how big a moment this is potentially.
Yeah, big moment. And, you know, we've been saying this throughout the past couple of weeks. It's got to be a big moment for President Biden. You know, all eyes are obviously on how the two interact. You know, everyone's waiting for what they're going to say to each other. But I think more so than ever, people are watching to see how the president holds up after, you know, so many videos of him looking kind of out there.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, look, it's a huge moment for either candidate, but I think for Biden, there's a challenge and also, you know, an opportunity, because if he, you know, if he gets up there and is strong and doesn't have a senior moment, you know, he might put to rest some of the concerns over his age and his ability. The flip side of that, of course, if he has a rough debate, I think it's going to be a lot of panic buttons being pressed around politics. But, you know, I think Trump has even been saying in the last 24 hours or so, don't underestimate him. I think he recognizes that all of the ways that he's portrayed Biden as incapable of appearing on a stage has maybe lowered the bar for him. And now he wants it a little bit higher again.
As we get ready for this debate, a new Siena poll came out yesterday in New York. It has Biden leading Trump by 8 points. The same poll a year ago, Biden was up by 22. And Trump is also winning over independents in the state. It would appear that New York is in play right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's an overstatement. But I think where I read polls like this is that if New York is that close, you know, Virginia, which is a closer state than New York, is in real trouble. You know, maybe, you know, you kind of look at New Hampshire as another one that you know, there's this slight Biden edge normally. I don't think there's any realistic scenario where New York flips. But if Democrats have to spend a dime worried about New York, they're going to have to spend a lot of dollars worried about places like Virginia.
Polls are interesting right now. There's a Fox News poll shows Biden a couple of points ahead of Trump on the national level. Some of one poll in Iowa done by the Des Moines Register that Trump leads Biden 50-32%, which is that's a low number for a Democrat in Iowa. How are you taking in all these polls that, you know, if you look at them kind of all together instead of just focusing in on one, really tells a story of a race that could go either way?
Yeah, I think you have to look at it very, very broadly. And if you look at it broadly, there's a significant, well, I shouldn't say significant, but a distinct bump for Joe Biden in the last couple of weeks after the conviction, up a couple of points in the 538 polling average. The Fox News is just the latest to sort of confirm that trend, but it's still close. So I think the end result doesn't really change where we are in terms of this race. It's going to be a very close race in, you know, coming down to that very small handful of states that we've been talking so much about. But there's no question in my mind that this is going to be a close race at every step. And I think the polling now doesn't really mean that much because we have such a major event happening in just a couple of days now. So many things are going to change as a result of that potentially. You know, we'll see where the race kind of resets after that. But I at this stage, I just think we're going to be talking about a close race for a very long time.
Yeah. All right, very close race. Does that mean that debate performance next Thursday night is critical?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to look at something like this. And traditionally, a first debate is bad for the incumbent president. There's been some weaker performances. You know, the Biden-Trump debate last night is probably the most stark example of that. Doesn't mean it's necessarily the case, but I tend to think that there's a lot on the line for both candidates. Think about how we're going to kick off this summer now. We'll have the debate, then we're going to have Trump sentencing, and the RNC is picking a vice president, and then, you know, the conventions, and then our debate on ABC in September. You know, that's all before the first day of fall. So it's going to be a pretty intense couple of months.
Yeah, and a long ways, by the way, till that debate. And, you know, in between these two debates, it is kind of strange how the schedule pops up, and there could be so much more, right, that happens in between now and then, including, will there be more than just the two on stage the next time they take the stage? Because we know there's going to be no third-party candidate for this debate, but it seemed like RFK Jr. was pretty close. Do you think the chances are there that they might be there in September?
Yeah, so you know, he'll need 15% in a series of polls. He didn't get four polls. He had three this time. There's a different qualifying window for the ABC debate. The other thing he'll need to show, which he didn't show yet, is that he's actually on the ballot in enough places, confirmed, no question, on the ballot in enough places to potentially win the presidency. That sounds easier than it actually is often, and he's going to have to, you know, truly establish that in, you know, as verified by secretaries of state and the like. So, you know, I think he's got the path possibly, but, you know, third-party candidates have a hard time getting traction. Often they peak around early summer. And he can't afford that to be the case because, well, obviously he'd like to be doing a lot better and like to be earning his way onto a debate stage.
All right. Hey, Rick, thank you. We always appreciate it.
You bet.
Rick Klein, ABC News political director.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.